This is StoryCorps Oklahoma. I'm Jenny Heinrichs. In this week's StoryCorps episode, Cynthia Calloway and her husband Roosevelt. They grew up on the opposite sides of Florida and had very different childhood experiences as young African-American kids in the 1960s. They came to the StoryCorps mobile booth in Oklahoma City to talk about how those experiences shaped their outlooks on life.
So, how did you find out about being black?
Well, I looked at us. We was black. Mm-hmm. And I looked at some other people, and they were not. Mm-hmm. So that was my realization. There was black and white people, but that was when I was 5 or 6 years old. Mm-hmm. As far as racial discrimination in my hometown, we really didn't have any. I wasn't aware of it. I had heard stories about marches down in Marianna, but I didn't experience any of that, even though I lived on the state line of Alabama. I lived 16 miles from Georgia, but I still didn't experience any of that. Even though you hear the conversations, you know, about racial discrimination, I didn't experience it myself.
One thing that made me know about it was my dad. One time he went away to Korea and he came back and he wanted to take us to the local movie. And it was a lot of us back then. I would say it was like five, me and my five sisters and brothers. He piled us all in the car and he took us down to the local movie. And so it was a real fancy, this is in Tampa. So it was a real fancy movie. My dad drove us up. He went to the window and he came back and he was mad. And my mom said, "Jimmy, what's wrong?" And so he wouldn't say, but he would not, we drove up and he would not move. And then a truck, you know, a wrecking truck came and put a wrecking tow on our car and pulled us out. And I remember sitting in the car like this, as the man took us, because we were not allowed to go to that movie. But I learned that my dad would take us to a lot of places like that. He insisted that we look people in the eye and represent it ourselves, that we feel confident that we belonged. We should not look down or look against or look away or be afraid. But he was often angry about that. That's also why I knew that being black was different than being white.
To see pictures and hear more stories from the StoryCorps mobile booth stop in Oklahoma City, go to kosu.org.